10,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65, and that's for the next 17 years. So get ready to explore various topics such as healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Presented by ControlMyCare.info. And without further ado, Aging Info Radio and your host, Sue Zawacki.
Welcome to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. I am Sue Zawacki, your host, and if you want to stream our show live, you can do that by going to aginginforadio.com and click the Listen Here button right there on our homepage. Well, I find in life many to-dos become a whole lot of work, maybe even more than they have to be. And sometimes I think when the so much work rears its ugly head, I have not done my knowledge homework. Yes, knowledge is key, and that key will keep you moving forward. Today, my show is about living trust versus land trust. And we hear these terms, living trust, land trust, wills, last will and testament, power of attorney health care, and if. With all this comes confusion. It's because so many people do not know where to begin. Many of us do not know the difference in all these terms, and you are definitely not alone not knowing. I promise today, by the end of our show, you will know more in this area than you do right now, all from Aging Info Radio. My guests are going to help us get the definition straight, especially regarding living trust versus land trust, and hopefully we'll have time for more of the rest. And my guests are in studio with me today. I have David Lanciotti, the Executive Vice President and General Counsel with Chicago Title Land Trust Company. Welcome, David.
Hi, Sue. Good to be here.
Great to have you. And another woman who is a world of information, Nancy Dorjeth, is the Elder Law Attorney and Estate Planner with Dorjeth Law Center. Welcome, Nancy.
Thanks, Sue, for having me. I appreciate being here.
I appreciate both of you being here. I mean, Nancy, we hear these terms, as I just addressed, living trust, land trust, last will and testament, power of attorney. And do you think it all leads to confusion?
Absolutely, without a doubt. And that's basically how I start a lot of my conversations with my clients is, as attorneys, I think we do a really good job of confusing people. We like to use words that are very similar, last will versus living will. What's the difference? Why do people have them? Land trust versus a living trust versus a revocable trust versus an irrevocable trust. They all mean something, sometimes similar, sometimes very different. And I think our job here is to get that information out to the general public to make it not as scary as it really, it's not scary out there. But if you don't have the information, you stay away from it.
Yes, to avoid doing it. And they say one out of every three people over age 50, they're the only ones that have the legal documents in place, which they are very needed. Everyone will need these documents. Now, to explain the differences, where do we start? Or to explain each document, and we can start with the two that are, the show is about living trust versus land trust and the distinction of the two.
Is that where you want to start?
Yes,
or you want to start in the beginning?
I mean, what is the beginning?
Well, the beginning is, honestly, you know, and David knows this, you meet with a client, you want to determine what's in their best interest. You know, is the land trust the right document? For a lot of my clients, I believe it's the right document for my clients versus what a living trust does. And again, I think information is powerful. The beginning is, what's an estate plan?
Right.
What do we need in our estate plan? That's, to me, the first step is to find out, hey, Sue, what's your situation? How does your situation different than David's? You know, and why is a land trust work for you and for me, but maybe it doesn't work for my dad?
And are both needed.
Right. And sometimes they are. And, you know, we usually, my typical client, David, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but my typical client with a land trust, you know, is your middle class family, that maybe the revocable trust isn't the best tool for them. And they have some assets, but their biggest asset's their home.
Okay, let's start. Let's explain this in the most simple way.
Okay, so here's what's a will. What is a will? People always are somewhat afraid of what's a will. Avoid probate. That's what we always hear, right? It's a scary creature. So what is probate? I ask my clients, do you know what probate is? Well, really, if you think about probate, it's a way to pass your assets after you die to whoever you want to receive them, to your beneficiary, to your legatee, to whoever that may be. Well, and one way to avoid probate is through a either living trust, which is also called a revocable trust, same kind of thing, and or a land trust. So they both somewhat avoid that probate process that we go through. And it sometimes is a very difficult process for some of my clients because there are steps that need to be taken after we sign the documents for a revocable trust. And a lot of times people don't follow through with those steps that need to be taken at the end, where, again, if we're just doing a will and a land trust, those steps are taking place in my office and we don't have to wait to go out and fund the trust.
And do attorneys fund the trust?
Some will, typically for an extra charge. Most of the time, if clients have financial planners, they have someone they're working with, they should be in the process of helping them with the transfer. Again, some clients are savvy enough, they want to do their own transfers. The nice thing with the land trust is you have Chicago Title out there. I could call Chicago Title, and they're the ones who are helping us prepare the documents. So when my client comes in for the signing, it's there, it's signed, we send it back to them, it's completed.
So when an attorney says these documents need to be funded, because you just did what attorneys always do, you use two words. You use fund and you use transfer. But they're basically the same
Correct.
Thing.
Correct, yes. So here's how I explain to my clients. What's a trust? It's a box. It's something that we create. It's this box. But if nothing's put in that box, it's useless. There's nothing in there. So when we open it, it's empty. So we need to somehow fund that trust, transfer assets into that trust in order for it to be effective. Michael Jackson didn't fund his trust. So, again, you could be the richest person out there, and Michael Jackson's pretty rich, he didn't fund his family trust. So now there's arguments because he didn't follow those remaining steps needed to fund the trust. Again, you know, what's the purpose of the trust? Why do we need a revocable or living trust? Same document.
And a revocable versus irrevocable.
Revocable means you could amend it, you could change it, you could tear it up, you could disregard it. Irrevocable, once you place assets into an irrevocable trust, you can no longer change it. You lose control. Revocable means you could revoke it, you could amend it, you could change it. So we can change it as life changes. Once it's irrevocable, we're done. The door's shut. There's really no way to get at those assets.
I think all attorneys should have a list of words that are used under the same definition.
I actually do that in my meeting with my clients because, you know, people say, oh, what's my living will? Isn't that the same thing as a last will? Well, it's really not. Your living will is what I tell clients is very similar to a DNR because everyone knows what a DNR is.
Do not resuscitate.
There you go. Okay. See, people know what that is. And it pretty much says, hey, if death is imminent, I don't want to be kept alive longer than the natural process, where your last will only takes effect after you die. So one document is living, matters while we're alive. The last will matters after we die. So they're both important documents. They both have the same word in there, the will, but they're both very different documents and both needed documents for 90% of my clients.
Well, you're making this a little more simple. We are talking about the legal documents today. We're talking about living trust versus a land trust. We're talking about power of attorney, health care, a living will and testament, and so much more right here on Aging Info Radio. I am Nancy Dorjath with Dorjath Law Center and David Lanciotti with Chicago Title Land Trust Company. You must see this with people with land trust, David.
Oh, absolutely, Sue. And, you know, what you had started out beginning with land trust versus living trust, you threw out all those terms. And one reason I was excited to have the opportunity to come on the show today was because I have seen in my position some attorneys who will actually sell one of these types of products over another. And I'm sure many of you have heard a number of these attorneys who have living trust seminars and get people to come to those. They might offer a dinner. I got the feeling that these attorneys were actually offering this service because it was the one that made them the most money rather than the one that best served their client. And so when you do hear an attorney offering a sort of cookie-cutter estate plan like that, living trust is for – it's not for everybody. You know, Nancy and you, Sue, both just threw out a number of terms that all have a different effect. And that is why you have to go to an attorney who knows the difference between these and won't automatically put you in a category where they make the most fee. And that's what I am concerned about as far as the general public having some knowledge of what's going on out there, living trust versus land trust and all these other things. Because living trust, a very popular topic now, but be careful. Be careful. It doesn't fit every circumstance. And so that's why we wanted to educate people a little bit on what the differences are here today.
Well, we are going to find out. We're going to dive into this a little bit more. We're going to get all the details that we possibly can. So at the end of our show today, you have clarity. You know the direction you want to go in. This is Aging Info Radio, and you want to stay right there, and we will be right back.
Let's talk about simplifying your life. Let's eliminate the hassle and confusion of organizing and sorting out all your daily or weekly medication. You can now get a clinical pharmacist to prepackage your medication and deliver it to your front door with free shipping. Hey, if the medication costs the same, why not simplify your life? And that's not all. You also get dental, vision, and hearing aid benefits at significant discounts. Go to controlmycare.info or call 877-582-2220 and get started today.
Be a star at the 20th Annual Senior Lifestyle Expo. Showcase your talent on stage and you could be our 2015 Senior Idol. More of a behind-the-scenes type? Share your wisdom and enter the writing challenge. Both competitions feature cash prizes. Visit SeniorLifestyleExpo.org for applications and all the details. It's going to be lights, camera, action at the Drury Lane Oak Brook Terrace, August 25th and 26th from 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. We'll see you there.
I got Mom home okay. She did pretty good tonight, but just seemed to fade away at times. I'm getting a little worried about her.
I know you are, hon. That's why I went online to look for help when you left. Look, I found this place called Autumn Leaves. They're a memory care community. They have 24/7 trained caregivers, home-cooked meals, and activities that'll help keep her happy and sharp.
I think it's time to schedule a visit.
AutumnLeaves.com. Day stay, respite, and assisted living programs close to home. Visit AutumnLeaves.com.
We've worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio. For boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old.
This is Susa Wacky, your host, and this segment is brought to you by ControlMyCare.info. If you have a chronic illness and take four or more medications, the Senior Saver Program will greatly impact your life. Yes, greatly impact your life. Go to ControlMyCare.info or call 877-582-2220. We are talking today. My two guests are extraordinary, Nancy and David. And Nancy Dorjath is with Dorjath Law Center, and David Lanciotti is Executive Vice President and General Counsel of Chicago Title Land Trust Company. And we are talking about legal documents today, and actually land trust versus living trust. Let's talk about who benefits from what and which one is for me or others. Who wants to address that?
Well, I'll start first. I'll start with the land trust. And, you know, it sort of picks up on where we left off before the break, Sue. You know, people know, well, which one's for me? We have all these confusing terms. They all have a purpose. Which one is for me? Well, let's start talking about the land trust. Exactly what it says. A land trust holds land. It's a trust that holds real estate. If your primary asset that makes up your net worth is real estate, or a great portion of it is, You should first start considering the land trust. That should be your first stop. It's the most simple form of ownership to pass real estate.
And if I could just say, it's the most cost-effective.
And the most cost-effective, correct. And that's where I'm picking up on what we had started. We'll have an attorney say, okay, I'll draft a living trust for you. But if your primary net worth is made up of real estate, that's an overblown estate plan for you in a lot of respects. So
Absolutely.
What we see people using land trust, they own their home. They have a retirement account they could put a beneficiary designation on, and that makes up the majority of their net worth. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of our middle class. The home and the retirement account makes up most of their wealth. And they can be well served by a plan that isn't a full-blown plan with a living trust, but has the land trust pass their real estate ownership and put beneficiary designations on their retirement accounts.
Simple. Very simple. Very cost-effective. That is a land trust. And like you said, that is for the majority of people that own a home and have a retirement account. And they're able to pass that on to who they choose, and they avoid probate.
Correct. Right. They put a designation that property passes outside the probate process. Typically, within a couple of days, fill out a couple of forms. The property is transferred. The new owner can do with it what they wish.
And you can get a hold of David Lanciotti at 312-223-2153. This sounds like the perfect thing for a young family that just bought their first home and they're getting started, because we don't know what tomorrow will bring, and we don't know where, you know, if people will be there or not.
Well, absolutely. And at that point, the home in many respects, in many instances, is that most valuable asset. But now they have children in the picture. Now their estate plan is completely different. So the way I like to say for people who are just starting out, it's a nice starter estate plan. But they may grow out of that estate plan and eventually need a living trust. Or grow back into it in their senior years.
Yes.
Correct. So
my typical client is looking at a land trust is someone who, as David said, their most valuable asset is their real estate. They have maybe a 401k, an IRA, and a working checking savings account, you know, something that maybe is joint with a son or daughter. So a cost effective, what's the best plan for that client? And I could think of a couple just off the top of my head where, you know, I have one client that said, you know what, I only want my one son to get this real estate because my other son's doing quite well and this son lives with me and I want him to make sure. Well, you know what? That's not public information if we go through a land trust. So that other son doesn't necessarily have to know that 100% of the house went to that other son. It's a privacy issue too, is what we hit on with a land trust. It's private. And a lot of my clients like the ease of it, like the ease after someone dies, how it transfers to that next generation or to whoever you leave it to. Again, I think we need to look at each client specifically and say, what works for you? What are your assets and how do we transfer that? Honestly, cost has to be a big deal in today's society. How do we cost effectively transfer your real estate to who you want it to go to? Now, we're going to look at a living trust or revocable trust. Remember, those are the same document. If, you know, they have a mutual fund for $450,000 and then they have a checking account and a savings account. And now, you know what, now they have a house in Wisconsin and now they have a house in Illinois because of a lot of our families around here, you know, we go up to Wisconsin. So at that point, we're saying, you know what, maybe the land trust is not the correct document for you at this point. Maybe we're going to look at a living trust.
So it really does depend. It's per case scenario.
Absolutely.
And it depends on the assets and what you really want as far as the outcome to be. And another thing with land trust, David, that you've pointed out to me numerous times is, I mean, the privacy
right.
of purchasing a home and no one knowing about you owning it or the value of it.
Well, what has struck me in my experience shows that people don't understand that when they own real estate, their ownership is public record. And it is out there on the county recorder of deeds office. And you know what? Maybe 30 years ago, that was no big deal. But now in this day and age with the internet, as soon as that information is public record, a host of internet sites, and we've all heard a number of them, BlockShopper, Trulia, Zillow, all the rest, They take their information from the public records, and before you know it, you Google your name, and the third thing down there is that you own a $500,000 home, where you live, your mortgage information can be accessed as well. So what we've seen, the land trust provides privacy of ownership. It doesn't say the Suzuwacki Living Trust owns this property. It says Chicago Title as trustee under trust number 1234 owns this property. And I'll tell you what, with the way information is disseminated on the internet in this day and age and how quickly it goes out there, more and more people have taken advantage of this aspect of the trust. And I will tell you, seniors, it's a particular consideration for. And what I've seen attorneys do for seniors in connection with the estate planning benefit of the land trust, they will use that privacy benefit. For instance, a widow, when she buys a home or downsizes into a new home, you know, maybe she doesn't want everybody to know that she is out there, she is alone, and what scammers and fraudsters do is they comb the public records for information on you. And it is a privacy and a protection go together. I mean, that is, it's very important. And so this privacy aspect, it really does decrease your exposure to fraud.
So what I see is a land trust allows people to own a real estate confidentially, to be off the public record, and most importantly, off the internet for privacy and security.
Correct.
And identity theft and lawsuits and all kinds of stuff that can unravel from the internet having this information.
Oh, right. Which was not a concern 25 years ago. You know,
I have a question, a really valid question. Why is this document, of all the documents that go into a closing, why are people not told this is so valuable to you? I know it's a little different than a real estate closing, but still, it would seem that people need to know this. Is it becoming more and more relevant in closings?
Absolutely it is, and here's why. Because the attorney does not want that phone call saying, why didn't you tell me my information's on the public record? When I first started researching some privacy issues with respect to real estate ownership, and I found out that these people didn't know their information was going out on the public record, I Googled block shopper complaints. List of complaints comes up, but it's always, how dare you publish my personal information? Well, it's public record. Well, you know, one of the people called their attorney and said, why didn't you tell me about this? I tell attorneys every real estate purchase, they should tell their client they have an option to keep their information private.
I think that is so valuable. It's like having an unlisted address.
Correct. It really is. It's a privacy measure, no different than not listing your name in the phone number.
Or the do not call list.
Book. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, that's so valuable in today's world with all, you know, the way that people are contacting people. I mean, the internet is getting real. I mean, these people are getting very savvy on breaking privacy.
Oh.
Absolutely.
Goodness, we can continue it, but I just got an email at work the other day that said, we are under attack, and it's about hacked wire transfers and emails.
Oh,
and
how crazy.
It's amazing. Yeah.
Absolutely crazy. We're talking about land trust versus living trust today and all the legal documents that are needed as you move on down the road on your aging journey right here on Aging Info Radio. I have two extraordinary guests with so much more coming up next.
At Standard Bank, they believe you should work with a true community bank that cares about your financial needs and who has the financial products for every stage of your life. They have a full suite of mortgage products from conventional FHA and VA loans to home equity loans and reverse mortgages. And they have the expertise to find the right product for you. At Standard Bank, you'll find services that fit your lifestyle. Standard Bank, in your neighborhood. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Meeting the needs of my family and career are what I prepared for. Caring for my parents was not. So when the time came to consider how they would spend their later years, I was overwhelmed with questions. That's why I turned to Brookdale. With 12 communities in the Chicagoland area offering all senior care options, Brookdale has solutions close to home. So start the conversation about your parents' plans for tomorrow today online at brookdalechicago.com. That's brookdalechicago.com.
You're never alone with family-owned Partners in Senior Care. We provide seniors with compassionate home care. Our caregivers can help your loved one at home with companionship, bathing, transportation, and lots more to make things easier. Let our family take care of your family. Partners in Senior Care. Call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com. That's partnersinseniorcare.com.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615. That's 800-429-9615. Call now.
For more than 35 years, Midwest Care Center has redefined world-class hospice and palliative care. With a long history as an award-winning innovator in healthcare, Midwest Care Center continually evolves the meaning of care, perfecting all the ways it can make people feel better and also be better. They respond quickly to your referrals, and nurses are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Midwest Palliative and Hospice Care Center, 847-556-1650. That's 847-556-1650, or visit carecenter.org.
We've worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too.
You're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Suwacki.
Chicago is.
And for my Sue Says, sponsored by Senior News 50 and Better, if you don't value yourself, who will? And this segment is brought to you by Autumn Leaves Memory Care Communities. They don't simply care for people with Alzheimer's and dementia. They strive to help them live each day with joy and meaning. And they combine clinical expertise, knowledge of dementia, and heartfelt compassion to create the best possible environment. Visit autumnleaves.com or call 888-662-8886. I have extraordinary guests in studio with me today. That is David Lanciotti, Executive Vice President and General Counsel with Chicago Title Land Trust Company. Their phone number is 312-223-2153. Their website is ctlandtrust.com. And Nancy Dorjath is an elder law and attorney and estate planner, an incredible woman that will lead you in the right directions, give you the right terminology. Her website is dorjathlawcenter.com. Her phone number is 630-761-3600. And Nancy, I have a question. I have heard the term power of attorney for property. What does this mean? Are there two terms blending together here?
Well, great question, because it's essential document that we all need once we turn 18. So power of attorney for property and power of attorney for health care. So the health care document is a document that has to do with our physical being. Who makes health care decisions for us when we can't? Real quick illustration, my parents were hit by drunk drivers. So my mom was in the hospital for 6 months. Dad was in the hospital for 3. So during that time frame, who made health care decisions for them? Also during that time frame, who paid the mortgage? Who made sure that they got their paychecks? Who made sure that our electrical bill was paid, our gas bill was paid? The power of attorney for property. So these two documents, even though it's called property, which, again, is a confusing thing because it just isn't real estate, it has anything and everything to do with your finances. Filing your taxes, dealing with a credit card company. So whatever we could think of that has to do with property, finances, we want to make sure we have a power of attorney for property. For my 18-year-olds, the basic one is absolutely okay because they usually don't have too much, right? Mm-hmm. So we're just worried about the standard one. So we want our 18-year-olds, when they're going off to college, that, hey, they're legal now. We need documents for them just as much as we need documents for my mom, who's 88. And if something happens to her, who's going to make healthcare decisions for her? Who's going to make sure that her Social Security payments are coming in? So both documents work together to really make sure that we're whole, that we're whole. If something happens, that car accident like my parents happened, how are they whole when they're not able to make decisions for themselves?
And that's exactly what the power of attorney documents do. Allow
Correct.
The person that is the trustee.
The agent.
I mean, the agent.
Correct.
Okay, to make those decisions.
That's
Can
right.
Can there be more than one agent?
We could have only one making a decision at a time. Think about if we're in the hospital and we have co-agents, one saying, do this, the other one saying, no, I totally disagree. Who does the doctor listen to? So I always tell my clients, we only want one captain of our ship. We could have a captain who's going to, if he's not going to come back on board, we could have a successor captain. But we don't want two captains at one time. That could cause a lot of problems.
A number of co-captains.
Don't want, no, no co's.
No
we
co's?
Could have successors.
Oh, okay.
Only successors, no co's. So again, what I try and tell my clients is these documents are like insurance. We all get in our car, we have car insurance. We never expect to get in a car accident, right? But if we do get in that car accident, we know our car is going to be made whole. But we want to make sure our bills are going to be paid and that someone's making healthcare decisions for us if we can't. Mm-hmm. And that really goes to the point of my seniors for power of attorney for property. That's an essential document that we need if we're ever going to do any type of benefits planning, Medicaid planning, VA planning. We need that document to give that agent specific powers dealing with Medicaid. I would need to review those and say, this is perfect, or we need to expand those powers. Because unfortunately, in Illinois, if we look at that document, it goes A through O. Here's everything my agent can do for me. And unfortunately, O says all other transactions. So everyone thinks, even other attorneys think, that's a catch-all. It's not a catch-all. If we don't list specific powers, powers to create a land trust, powers to create a revocable trust, they don't have a lot of those powers.
That's where people get very confused. That's why one out of three people over age 50 only have these documents. No one has explained this as clearly as Nancy Dorjath at Dorjath Law Center. I mean, just the fact that you offer definitions so that people can understand when the word is being used twice in
right.
the same context, it makes it a lot easier to really understand what you're doing and why.
Right. One out of five people believe they don't have enough assets to do an estate plan. And I'm telling you, an estate plan is powers of attorney. So if we're not going to walk around in a bubble, we need these documents.
You definitely want to have your power of attorney documents. We are talking about living trust, land trust, wills, power of attorney, health care, all those documents you want to avoid, which you don't want to avoid, with David and Nancy here on Aging Info Radio. We have more to come, and we want to make sure at the end of our show you know what we are talking about. This is Aging Info Radio.
I got mom home okay. She did pretty good tonight, but just seemed to fade away at times. I'm getting a little worried about her.
I know you are, hon. That's why I went online to look for help when you left. Look, I found this place called Autumn Leaves. They're a memory care community. They have 24/7 trained caregivers, home-cooked meals, and activities that'll help keep her happy and sharp.
I think it's time to schedule a visit.
AutumnLeaves.com. Day stay, respite, and assisted living programs close to home. Visit AutumnLeaves.com.
Lights, camera, action. It's time for the 20th Annual Senior Lifestyle Expo. With over 100 exhibitors, great seminars, exciting activities, fabulous entertainment, and a fun Hollywood theme, there's going to be something for everyone. We're rolling out the red carpet, so make your plans now to join us at the Drury Lane Oak Brook Terrace on August 25th and 26th from 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. Visit SeniorLifestyleExpo.org for all the details. We'll see you there.
When you look in the mirror, you should feel happy. When you smile, you should feel confident. If everyday moments like chewing, drinking, talking, or just smiling for a photo make you feel uncomfortable or embarrassed because of your teeth, it's time to think about permanent dental implants. It's much easier and affordable than you may think. And Dr. Joel Akrush and his team at Artistic Dentistry want to show you how customized dental implants can give you freedom and confidence back into your life. Call 708-301-6060 now for a no-cost, no-obligation consultation that includes free 3D digital scans. Artistic Dentistry uses a state-of-the-art CBCT scan, which allows Dr. Akrush to customize your smile with precision planning, allowing for immediate use and quick healing. Are you ready to have your natural-looking, beautiful smile back? Then call Artistic Dentistry now at 708-301-6060 or log on to donewithdentures.com. That's donewithdentures.com. Artistic Dentistry, serving the South and Southwest suburbs for more than 23 years.
Back to the show, sure to move boomers and seniors forward on their aging journey. Aging Info Radio with Sue Sawacki.
Welcome back to Aging Info Radio. This segment is brought to you by Partners in Senior Care. If you are caring for an aging loved one and feel you need professional home care, call Partners in Senior Care. Angie, give her a call at 847-548-1330. They are a family-owned business, and they will care for your loved one just like they would their own family member. Call Angie at 847-548-1330 or visit partnersinseniorcare.com. Well, it was Chief Justice Earl Warren from the Supreme Court that said the fantastic advances in the field of electronic communication constitute a greater danger to the privacy of the individual. David Lanciotti with Chicago Title Land Trust. David, you see this all the time with privacy.
Well, you know, it's funny, that quote you just read, Sue, that's 50 years ago, 60 years ago, Justice Warren said that. But it just shows how applicable it is throughout time. Whenever there is an advance in technology, there's a privacy concern. In this day and age, when I talk to some real estate attorneys who we do work with, I think the next front in privacy in real estate will be these drones. Have you seen these little drones that people can order? You can have your own personal drone, and they fly around and they take pictures of real estate agents are using them to get great pictures, aerial shots of a house, things like that. But guess what? It's great for real estate agents. They can use it as a business tool. These drones are going to create a whole host of privacy concerns. You just a 20-year-old kid taking a little drone up and taking videos of around the neighborhood. That's the next front of this stuff. Well, I'll tell you, we have seen the privacy market grow and grow. Everybody's heard LifeLock, some of these other places that try and prevent identity theft. It is because people are so exposed nowadays. And one of the worst things you want exposed is your estate plan. How many assets you have? Who's getting those assets? I don't know why anybody would want that on public record. And so the probate process that we initially talked about and avoiding the probate process, one reason why people want to avoid that process, it's public. It's public. And what gets filed is a complete inventory of the assets that you own. Once again, people aren't aware that this information is available to anybody who wants to walk into the courthouse. And now it's available online because all probate court records, clerk of court records, they're online. Once again, public information goes online through a public agency. And then guess what? People pick it up for business purposes or, unfortunately, personal purposes. Fraud purposes.
Corruption.
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, privacy is a big concern now. I think one illustration of that is Illinois just passed a law in 2012 called the Judicial Privacy Act. The Judicial Privacy Act allows judges to write to a public official like the county recorder of deeds and say, take my name off the public record. You know, I thought that's great because we've heard some stories about judges retaliated against. For instance, their family is retaliated against. That was the purpose of this law, to address judges' privacy concerns. Well, Sue, from my point of view, I see a ton of people with privacy concerns, and my thought is, wow, it's not just judges who have privacy concerns. everybody has a privacy concern. So I say the Land Trust is the Judicial Privacy Act for everybody else.
And if you go to see Nancy Dorjath at Dorjath Law Center, she will distinguish if you need a land trust, which could very well suit your needs, or a living trust. So, Nancy, where do people start if they feel overwhelmed with all this?
The first thing is to start, to think, to do something. Because if you don't do something, someone else is going to do it for you, and it may not be done the way you want it completed. We don't have powers of attorney in place and we're in that car accident. Guess what? We're going to guardianship court. And people are concerned with the fees of a power of attorney. Well, the fees for guardianship court are 10 times the amount. And therefore, you don't have control. What happens if you want one child to really be your agent, but when it comes to guardianship court, maybe another child steps up and you don't have control over who at that point is going to be your guardian. So again, control, it's information, it's action. So pick up the phone, make a phone call, call someone who, if you're an elder, if you're a senior, call someone who specializes in your area. When we have minor children, we want someone who understands. We're worried about, hey, if mom and dad get killed, who's going to take care of the kids, right? Who's going to? Well, we have other issues as seniors that we really need to be focused on. And it's, we need someone who's aware of all of those issues that they face. Privacy is a big one. A lot of my seniors don't even use the computer. Well, they don't even know how to. It's not in their wheelhouse, right? That's just not what they've, my 87-year-old isn't using a computer.
Now, these documents are legal documents.
Correct.
Now, do they, with the changes that occur, and maybe there's no changes that once they're in place, not changes with the person the documents are for, but changes with the documents themselves. Did those changes occur?
All the time.
All the time.
Power of attorney for healthcare just changed again this year in 2015. We have new documents coming into place. There's a new document called the PULSE, the Practitioner's Order for Life-Sustaining Treatment, which took place of the Illinois DNR. So, again, there are changes going on all the time within the legal profession, just as like they are in the medical profession. Things are changing. Things are always going to change because we're trying to improve someone's life. We're trying to protect what matters to them.
Do the old documents, are they grandfathered in?
Yes,
they
typically.
Are.
I don't want to blanket
always.
It. Not always, but you know, most of the time, that's not an
and
issue.
And I'm sure you contact your clients when they are not.
It depends on even where, if I know where my clients are.
There you go. I'm here with Nancy Dorjath at 630-761-3600. She will help you with all these legal documents. And so will David Lanciotti. We are going to get their words of wisdom from these two extraordinary guests coming up next, right here on Aging Info Radio.
Meeting the needs of my family and career are what I prepared for. Caring for my parents was not. So when the time came to consider how they would spend their later years, I was overwhelmed with questions. That's why I turned to Brookdale. With 12 communities in the Chicagoland area offering all senior care options, Brookdale has solutions close to home. So start the conversation about your parents' plans for tomorrow today. Online at brookdalechicago.com. That's brookdalechicago.com.
Families count on Standard Bank for personal service and convenience. Business owners find smart solutions and the resources to capitalize on new opportunities. Standard Bank, in your neighborhood. Visit standardbanks.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Standard Bank invests in their communities with people you know, services that make your life easier, and resources you can count on. Standard Bank, in your neighborhood. Visit standardbanks.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Get it together before it falls apart with a Care Connector Healthcare Binder from Partners in Senior Care. The Care Connector Binder helps you assemble all healthcare information in one simple format. The Care Connector provides peace of mind by keeping all essential medical information accessible at times when you need it most, such as doctor appointments or during times of crisis. Order yours today at partnersinseniorcare.com or call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
For more than 35 years, Midwest Care Center has redefined world-class hospice and palliative care. With a long history as an award-winning innovator in healthcare, Midwest Care Center continually evolves the meaning of care, perfecting all the ways it can make people feel better and also be better. They respond quickly to your referrals, and nurses are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Midwest Palliative and Hospice Care Center, 847-556-1650. That's 847-556-1650, or visit carecenter.org.
Sue says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now back to Aging Info Radio.
Yes, we have been talking about living trusts, land trusts, wills, power of attorney, and all those legal documents today with my two extraordinary guests, Nancy Dorjath, elder law attorney and estate planner with Dorjath Law Center, and David Lanciotti is the executive vice president and general counsel of Chicago Title Land Trust Company. David, I would like you to give us your words of wisdom and also include your website and phone number.
Sure, Sue. The words of wisdom, plan ahead. Plan ahead. All these terms, the estate planning process, it can all seem very overwhelming. But remember, ultimately, you're not doing this for yourself. You're doing this for the people you leave behind. You're doing this for your family. It's a final act of consideration. Plan ahead. It's worth it.
And your website?
Website, ctlandtrust.com, ctlandtrust.com, and I can be reached and always glad to talk about land trust, living trust, anything estate planning related with you at 312-223-2153.
And Nancy Dorjath, your words of wisdom, and also include your website and phone number.
Sure, Sue. You know, I'm going to go off of what you said, never stop learning. This is the same kind of concept. Never stop learning. Take action. Be a participant in your life. Make the phone call. Get the information you need. Because, as David said, this is just not about yourself. I see too many families in crisis who didn't plan. It would be nice to see the other side where families are planning and it's easier. Act. Do something. Don't be stagnant. It's not as scary as you may think it is. Make a phone call.
And Nancy gives out terms. Give me your website and phone number.
It's DorjathLawCenter.com. That's DorjathLaw, L-A-W, Center, C-E-N-T-E-R.com. And again, I could be reached at 630-761-3600. And I have offices, if you don't mind me saying, Sue, all over the place. I actually, you know, Oak Brook, Chicago, Cary, and I will actually come see you at your home or facility if we need it.
Thank you both so much for being my guest today. And a legal document, when signed, still is legal 99% of the time and wherever it's signed. Just to clear that up if the documents do change. And let's see, you can find your new best friend today at Angels with Tails, the Gold Coast Adoption event with PAWS Chicago. It's from noon until 4 p.m. today on Oak Street at Rush and Delaware in Chicago's Gold Coast. Those pooches up for adoption are definitely angels with tails. You can also foster a pet or volunteer with PAWS to support their no-kill mission. And their number is 773-935-PAWS. And if you've been considering getting a reverse mortgage, it is an important financial decision. Let our experienced team at Standard Bank, with over 10 years experience, help you decide what is right for you. Visit StandardBanksWithAnS.com or call 312-203-4018. That's StandardBanksWithAnS.com, which is an equal housing lender. And today's show, and of course all of our shows, go up on podcast at AgingInfoRadio.com. We include pictures of our guests, their titles, also a blog, and of course the podcast, which you don't have to download. All of that, again, is at AgingInfoRadio.com. And we also made our contact page very easy, so give us a shout-out. I am Susan Wacky, your host. And until we meet again next Sunday morning, this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
That was Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Presented by ControlMyCare.info. Be sure to catch us again next Sunday as we continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. Right here on AM 560, The Answer.
Matt McCann is a nationally known expert on long-term care planning and endorsed by the American Association for Long-Term Care Insurance. Affordable long-term care insurance is a smart way to plan for the physical, emotional, and financial burdens long-term health care can have on a family and loved ones.
Learn more about